Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. It's real simple. Be part of the solution. Right? That's all it takes. Anyway, we are always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Head up to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. A lot going on there. A lot you can get involved with. Anyway, I just, there's so much crazy stuff going on. I know, it's sick, it's sad, but I enjoy it. Really do. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. Now, Obama, I don't know if you guys remember this a while back, but Obama's claim of Democrat election tampering got a site suspended a while back. Still waiting for Twitter to clean it up. Waiting for Elon. I mean, he's got to be working overtime. Now, you know, I was never a big fan of his. Still not overly big fan of his. But they've got to be working overtime to check these things that were shut down, these sites that were shut down. These users that were shut down, just amazing, right? And this is Obama now. This is not some right-wing conspiracy theory. And Obama put out today that Democrats controlled certain voting machines at the time of his first presidential run. These are comments that he made in conversation, at a rally, in writing. Some of his statements came, back in a 2008 rally at Kent State University. And it was in response at the time to a request for assurance that the election was not being rigged or stolen. Which should have given you a real warm fuzzy, right? He said, well, I'll tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we've got Democrats in charge of the machines. He foreshadowed, whenever people are in power, they have a tendency to try this too. You know, tilt things in their direction. Well, did he mean them? Did he mean the Democrats were going to tilt things? What do you mean by it? So, Just the News reported that the founder of Citizen Free Press, known anonymously as Kane, said on his personal account that the CFP account was mysteriously suspended for that tweet. Now, why would it be suspended if the conversation was something exactly what Barack said? Right? So Kane told the National Pulse that we absolutely love that Elon is doing Twitter. We support his efforts 100%. We view this as an unfortunate mistake. And hopefully it will get corrected. I hope so. You know, if Elon really means really means it. And he says, look, I'll put it out there. You guys figure out what is true or not. I'll put it out there, and you guys have to deal with it. I mean, those are the things you want to be able to say. Do it. Let us figure it out on its own. Or let us figure it out on our own. Sorry. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with taking that stance. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the fight, really. The conversation, the fight, and so forth. All right, let's hope that McCarthy holds his ground. I don't know if he will or won't. I don't know if he really cares, but we'll find out. Right? He's got a debt ceiling standoff going right now. He rejects the Democrats. And, again, over the years, we've just kind of laid down for each other when it comes to the debt ceiling. And I talked a little bit about this the other night. It's kind of like you call your credit card company because you're having a hard time paying off the card. You're having a hard time making your minimum payments, but you still need to buy stuff. You need to, you still got some expenses out there you need to take care of. So you go to the credit card company and say, I need you to raise my limit. You can't pay it now. We really can't pay it now. McCarthy claims, and looks so far, it looks like, he's standing firm in his commitment against raising the debt ceiling without budget cuts. The Treasury Department is really, they're really kind of maneuvering to make sure that they've got money to keep the country open and moving. Now, let me tell you what, last time we shut down, we sent all them people home. Remember that? Yeah, you know what happened? We still spent over $4 billion a day on mandatory spending. Come on, let that work through your head. Figure it out. So, still spending money, still making things happen. People went home, and the government was still able to function and blow money. It's great. So, the push to raise that federal borrowing limit, he'll only go for it as if we start cutting expenses, start cutting where we're putting money. You know, really, for all intents and purposes, does the IRS really need 87,000 agents now? Right? You see what I'm saying? It's just crazy. It's crazy the way they want to do this. It's crazy the direction they want to go in. Back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070.
800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. You know, I start, some of you guys can't see it, but I start talking. I think I hit the right button, and I'm still not on. So anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Right? You really got it. You got to pay attention. You got to get informed. And simply put, just nail them. Don't let them get away with it. Look, I just got some information from a friend of mine who got elected to a school board this year. And they were telling me, my God, I can't believe how hard it is to simply get simple things done. You know, they want to poo-poo them. They don't want to do them. They want to push them aside. I said, yeah, they don't want to do the work. And that's the big deal, is they don't. The people that have been on some of these school boards for a while, mostly on the left, they don't want to shake the place up. They don't want to do the work that they need to do. Right? So you need to encourage, you know, I know I'm going off on a different direction than I was on before. But you really need to really discuss the fact that, look, if you don't fight for this stuff, if you don't go in after the fact and hold their feet to the fire and support them. So two things. When I say support them, so you go in there, you helped elect these people. You want to make sure that they're doing what you elected them to do. Right? You want to make sure that they keep the promises they said they were going to keep. That's why I said you go in there and you hold your feet to the fire. You speak up in the school board meetings. I helped elect you. I walked for you. I made phone calls from you. You need to do what you said you were going to do. All right? And now, if they do what they say they're going to do, if they do cause consternation with the other board members, you need to be there to support them as well. Okay? No, really, think about this. You need to get in there and support them as well. So when these votes are going down, the discussions are going down, you need to be able to look at the board members and say point blank, hey, you guys, why can't you do A, B, and C? Why is that board member the only one protecting our kids, protecting the parents, and speaking up as a whole? Why? Right? Don't let them get away with it. I know I keep saying that, and some of you will write me after and say, I'm doing it. Can we just be clear about this? If you're doing it, I'm not speaking to you, am I? But you're unique because it's not happening. You know, I wasn't going to go down this road, but, you know, I look at stuff like this, talking to a group of moms again recently here. And we were talking about the, we were talking about how a couple of years ago, maybe not a couple of years, maybe like 16 months ago, we had a large group of moms and parents and so on that were outraged about what was happening in my school area. And they stepped up, right? And they wanted to get things done. They were just full of fire. But when things didn't happen fast enough, they got discouraged. They backed off. They said, it's not worth it. That infuriates me. I've been doing my job. I've been doing at the school board level for almost 14 years. And I always say my favorite saying is it's the most frustrating, rewarding job I've ever done. I mean that. And when you see what you're doing, when you see the positive effect that you're having on children and in their lives and in their careers, you don't mind the fight. You really don't. If you're really in it for the right reasons, you don't mind the fight. And that's why you parents, when it comes to school boards, you need to be there. You need to be at the meetings. You can't all be at the meetings. You know, we have 23,000 kids in our school district. All right? If I can get, think about something. You get 1% of those parents show up. You have 200 people there at every meeting. You don't have to speak. You just stare down the board members. You let them know you're paying attention. You let them know you're listening. See, you have a lot of power. You have a lot of say, but you don't use it. And they know. Let's just be honest about it. They know that you won't stick with it. Now, when it comes to the other side of the world. When it comes to the left side, they're all over it. Okay? They'll stick with it until their last breath. They'll keep showing up every week. They'll bring more people with them. They'll make as much noise as humanly possible. It's ridiculous. I mean, think about it. It's ridiculous. If you really love those kids like you say you do, if you really want to fight for freedom the way you say you do, why don't you? Why haven't you? I'm just asking because I'm trying to understand. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, right? Don't just be part of the problem. Be part of the solution. And again, I do appreciate the time you spent with me. See, some of the stuff I want to get started here, but we're going to go for a break in a second. And I don't want to lose the momentum, as they say. But, let me get back and finish up on the school board stuff. Right? You just, please, if you really care about the kids like you say you do, if you really care about the kids in the kids in our education system and how they're going to make it, how they're going to come out, then you really need to engage. You really need to make it tough for them. Tough for the teachers, tough for the administration, not to do the right thing. Okay? That simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot more coming up after the break.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House remains mum on the topic of classified documents found in President Biden's possession, even at his private home in Delaware. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre referred reporters to other administration departments.
We are consistent with what we have said on cooperating fully with the Department of Justice on this issue, and we will continue to cooperate fully with the special counsel.
The White House also calling on Republican leaders in Congress to focus on raising the nation's debt ceiling without conditions. Two high-profile conservative lawmakers are now receiving committee assignments after being stripped of them in the Democratic-controlled House in 2021. House Republicans gave Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar spots on the Oversight and Accountability Committee, which plans to launch several investigations into President Biden and his administration. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Well, that helps. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. You know, just getting involved, getting engaged, making sure you understand truly, truly understand what's going on. Right? All you want to do is you want to make sure that you're well-informed enough to do something. Okay, to make a decision, to step out on, to make sure. But make sure you've got the right information. Sweet Jesus, don't keep doing some of the stupid things you do. Okay? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of this. All right. The debt ceiling. So, who thinks, I got to ask, 855-REAL-JOE, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Who really thinks that the Republicans will hold ground on the debt ceiling? I want to know if you think that they'll hang it out. If you know, the Democrats are willing to shut down the government and blame the Republicans because they won't give them the money they need. And we'll default on our debt. Well, no, you won't. Okay, they're 6 months away from defaulting on the debt. All right, we've been through this before. It's what they use. Now McCarthy says we are okay. So he says it for me. We're 6 months away from approximately. And what I would like to do is I'd like to sit down with all the leaders, especially the president, and start discussing what we need and what we don't need, what we can shave and what we can't. Now, the Dems will keep spending money. They don't care. No, they really don't care. And right now, like I said, I was watching some figures the other day, listening to some of the economists, and the one comment that was made that nobody disagreed with was that if we stopped spending money this Friday, and all we did was every bit of revenue went to paying back the national debt, paying it down to zero, With what we got coming in today, it would take us over 10 years to pay it. Are you hearing me? Over 10 years. It will get to the point where the interest payments will be more than what we're bringing in. It's ridiculous. So McCarthy told reporters, you know, look, I'm not looking to shut down, all right, and put the nation through some garbage, but here's the thing. We have to do something. I have had the same conversation with my people on my board in my school district. Deficit spending seems to be a way of life. It seems to be totally acceptable in the government. But it's not, and it shouldn't be. And then we have to do knee-jerk things to fix. He said his plan is to negotiate a balanced budget with the Democrats to start paying down the $31 trillion debt. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are against cutting anything from the defense budget. That means that domestic spending is on the chopping block. I don't believe that they won't cut anything from the defense budget. I think they will do it in a fashion, right, to where it doesn't hurt the military. And General Vallely needs to be involved in this, because I remember him going through numbers years ago on how we could save billions of dollars with the military. Well, first thing is we shouldn't leave our equipment behind. Stop giving it away. But, you know, he talked about ways that we could cut big bucks for the military and not hurt them at all. He said, it's not like the 1950s where it took you days or, you know, mega hours to get somewhere. We can move pretty quickly now. We can, you know, rise up and be where we need to be. The biggest problem with that, though, seriously, is our military, with all due respect to our military men and women, they're not ready. We are not in ready shape to take on a couple of skirmishes across the planet. McCarthy sees this as a national security issue. And that really what we need to do is get our house in order first, get our spending in order first, need to make stronger investments in America. You know, the Democrats don't want to do any of that. And it's not that they don't want to do anything. First of all, they want a credit line. They want to put forward an increase the borrowing limit without fuss, without any negotiations, without any real caveats or I don't know, safety switches in place. There's going to be no negotiating over it. This is something that must be done. That's according to White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. So we believe when it comes to the debt limit, it has to be done in a bipartisan way. Over the years, decades, it should be done in a bipartisan way, and it should be done without condition. No. This is like a free-for-all at a frat house with these guys. They never stop. They have shown absolutely no maturity in how to spend money. No common sense. Both sides, frankly. Janet Yellen warned, do we really care? Right? Janet Yellen warned that should the limit not be raised, it would result in harm to the economy. Programs that could be affected include Social Security, Medicare, and military salaries. Yeah, I'm not so sure I believe that. I'll tell you what. Instead of blocking the military salaries, let's stop the salaries of the congressmen. What do you think? Got an idea? Let's stop the salary of the president, the senators. Why don't we do that? I mean, I'm not joking. I'm serious. And the other thing, too, is again, Congress can stop, even temporarily. Congress can stop all this craziness of, you know, if you're a government employee, you're going through this. And they can make it so they don't repossess their cars. You know, remember, everything is retro with them anyhow. Once they get this thing all worked out and fixed, they always get their back pay. So do we really save anything? I got to ask. I mean, come on, let's be honest about it. Do they really save anything? Okay. A little craziness. You ready for this? If you're driving, breathe deep. A period fertility tracker app is being criticized for saying their product is for anyone with a period, including biological men who identify as a woman. I am so... If you're a biological male and you grab this app, this is gross, I'm not going to say it. If you have a period as a biological male, I want you to prove it. It would totally go against science. The company was called out on Twitter for allowing transgender women to join chat groups where women seek advice on managing their menstrual cycles. We aim to support everyone with periods, regardless of gender. Okay, strike one. The company tweeted along with a gay pride, transgender pride flag. Why are they so afraid of these people? I do not understand. I really don't. Conservative podcast host Ellie Beth Stuckey called out the company on Twitter for defending the transgender women using the app. Trans women don't have periods, so she tweeted at the company before they apparently blocked her on Monday. The next day she tweeted, Flow Period Tracker defending allowing men who identify as women on her apps taking part in chats with women sharing intimate details about their bodies. A journalist for Pro Women magazine, The Redux, revealed that she was also blocked after calling out the company's language on gender. I love this stuff. They don't want to discuss it because they know how crazy they'll sound. They really do, right? She ridiculed the company for tweeting about male reproductive cells, but refusing to say that the women are the only ones that could have biological women are the only ones that could have periods. So you know what a male is. You know what a female is, she asked. And again, their logic is they shouldn't be calling sperm the male reproductive cell. They are ridiculous. Show me your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5568. Some of you know that I have a TV over my left shoulder. And in some cases, breaking news, I can bring it to you while you're listening. And I just saw a commercial. I don't even know what the commercial was for. Some kind of scrub brush or exfoliating, whatever. And I was thinking about the difference between commercials when I was a kid, commercials now, and how certain things would be totally unacceptable. Nobody would even dream about doing something like this. And I'm watching the guy's in the shower scrubbing his back with this stuff, with this whatever it is, and they'll. Girl walks in, or I'm thinking wife, girlfriend, whatever. She gets in there, you know, drops her clothes and goes in and starts scrubbing the back, too. I mean, this isn't a movie I paid to see that I knew was going to have rated R scenes in it. All right? is a commercial on TV. I'm thinking, wow, boy, we have really gone into the whatever. I'm going to be nice about it. Anyway, 855 Real Show, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the conversation. Right? Get informed and make sure you teach other people, talk to other people, get to other people. If you do nothing else, how about we simply get them to think? Wouldn't that be cool? Right? 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly, truly make a difference. All right, let me get back at it. I go down the wrong road sometimes. Bear with me. I know what we're talking about. We were talking about the Flow app, a period tracking app for women. But apparently now they've made some tweaks to it, so it will also track, men. I am 60 and change. I have never had any guy friends that said, oh, I'm starting to get my cramps. My period's right around the corner. Are we serious? And we're supposed to take these people seriously, right? You're supposed to trust these people with your kids. Or so they think. Right? Anyway, always a pleasure. I mean that sincerely. I really do enjoy doing this. I know, a little sick, but I do it. All right. High five to the Catholics in Iowa, really. An Iowa Catholic diocese banned preferred pronouns and will force LGBTQ students to go to the bathrooms of their biological sex. Advocates said the policy is part of a growing trend, but there's a problem, they think. And you know, you're seeing this happen more and more and more in Catholic dioceses. I wish you would see more of this in mainstream Christian societies, right? And the policies are causing severe harm to transgender and non-binary youth, they said. You know what? No, it's not. What's causing harm is we let it go way too long. Or we let these kind of things go way too long. We should not have. Right? It should have been more like sit down, deal with it. Scientifically, this is what you are. Let's give you some help. Right now, in 18 months, 175, now, not even one is not okay, but 175 killings of transgender people. And they say it's doubled since 2019 to 2021. You know what? People identifying as transgender has quadrupled. And were they killed because they were transgender? Did they commit suicide? I mean, they don't break it down, right? They say many of the victims were killed by spouses, partners, boyfriends, housemates, dates, or clients. 28 of these murders led to convictions of, only one of these was a hate crime conviction. I want you to think about something. If you're a spouse of somebody, and I've heard of this happening for 30 years, all of a sudden your husband or wife walks into you and says, you know, I've been living a lie, I'm really this. Your partner, your quote-unquote housemates. Right? I mean, seriously. I'm not saying it requires or it's okay to hurt and or kill somebody over this. That's not what I'm saying at all. But for you to think that somebody's not going to be mad, upset, really irritated at the fact that they're trying to make a relationship with you and they find out you're not who you say you are, that's a problem. And the problem is on your end, not theirs. If you're so sure that what you're doing is good and great and the right thing to do and what have you, then be it. Be what you're going to be. And if you're worried about somebody not liking you, not being, then maybe you don't need to be with that person anyway. Move on. The Catholic Diocese in Iowa, they have implemented the new gender identity policy, bans any use of those words and terms. Church members are to utilize bathrooms associated with their biological sex. And now you've got everybody screaming that this is going to be severe harm on these people. Well, I got news for you. No, it's not, actually. I mean, leaders of the LGBT community say, hey, there's going to be many, 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 many. Well, here's the thing. Dirty little secret. The more and more and more people in the gay and lesbian community I talk to, they don't want to be associated with the transgender community. Can we just be honest about it? I mean, it's kind of crude, but the comment I always get is, look, I have my parts and pieces. They are my parts and pieces. I just want to use them differently than you do. Right? So it's really the transgender community that's bent out of shape about this. They go on to say that it just pushes kids with gender identity questions or gender dysphoria to margins. Well, here's the problem. If you really believe that they have mental issues, that it's gender dysphoria, that allow them to get the counseling that they need. But you won't do it. States like California and a few other states require you to affirm their mindset, what they believe. Requires you to affirm that when a 13, 14, or 15-year-old or 9-year-old decides that they're gay, not gay, but transgender, that you affirm that. Are we for real? Seriously? Anyway. So it makes them think there's something wrong with them. Okay, all right, listen. If it's a mental disorder and it's called gender dysphoria, then there is something wrong with you. It's not terminal. Okay? It doesn't mean you go get help for that. Look, if you're suffering from bipolar, depression, anxiety, Alzheimer's, I mean, any one of these things. I know these. It's terrible to say this because people get so. There is something wrong with you. Okay? There should be a sticker, a label, or a stigma associated with it. There is something wrong with you. There's also help for you. There are people around you that love you and care for you that will help you get help. But you can't say there's anything wrong with them. I mean, this is a group. This goes back to the days we had no winners, no losers. Everybody got a trophy. Everybody was the same. Everybody was, well, no, everybody isn't cool. Everybody isn't the same. Some kids grow up differently than others. Yeah, some kids do have a little bit more, if I want to use their terminology, privilege than others. They're grown into a house. They were born into a home with money and affluence. But you look at people like Ben Carson, and don't tell me they're far and few between, because there's more and more of these stories that could only happen in this country, this terrible, oppressive country that everybody, that 5 million people came over the border to get to. That's how terrible we are. Right? These people need help. What happened to us? This policy takes effect in 17 schools and 80 parishes in Iowa. God bless them for doing it. And the policy applies to, but it's not limited to, all church employees, personnel, volunteers, and those entrusted to care for the church. What I love about this is these churches that people go to work for, gay couples go to work for, right? And they don't say anything. They agree to live by biblical principle as taught by that church, and then they get mad when they're not accepted. They get mad when they get fired. Well, then who's the fool? Who's the person of integrity at that point? Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure. God bless, guys. Have a great and safe rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. Want you back here with us tomorrow.